Oh, hey, Bunny. I'm so sorry I'm late. My stupid manager needed me to stay an extra hour to close up the store, even though he knew I needed to come home early tonight. Selfish son of a... I know we're cutting it really close to sunset, so we need to run downstairs and get the chains ASAP. We still have time? How much time? 10 or 15 minutes? Is that all? Baby, we need to get things organized now. You've already taken care of everything. Okay, but... I know. I get nervous whenever it's the first night of the full moon. But for good reason. We both know I'm just so unstable and feral the first night. The beast is just... She's so strong. And I know we've talked about it again and again, that she's a part of me and I'm a part of her, but that doesn't erase the fear in your eyes when I get just a little too wild. Oh, don't deny it, Bunny. We both know I'm right. I'm so sorry. I just had a really stressful day, and I didn't mean to get so irritable and snap at you. It's just the last thing I'd want is for you to get hurt while you're trying to help me. You're so sweet and understanding, but you know when you catch me off guard, I tend to bite first and ask questions later. could you give me a hug? It always helps calm me down. Thank you, Bunny. I know it's never happened before, but it's just a matter of time. Remember last month when we were playing our little hunting games? And I tackle you to the ground after chasing you all night? My claws gripped your thigh a little too tight, and they tore right through your jeans, and you needed 3 stitches. Yes, the scar left behind looks cool, but that doesn't change the fact that I hurt you. You were shaken with pain, and I was so scared the wound would get infected and that I'd lose you. You're right. We got help, you're all better, and now we know, next time, to take things a little slower. Okay. What would help reassure me? Could we go down to the basement and do a last check of everything? Thank you, Bunny. Okay. So the doors and windows are soundproofed as usual, and you've got the basement door extra reinforced. Okay, let's go downstairs and double-check the chains. Oh, you upgraded the wall brackets! Thank you so much for doing that. I was worried they were getting a bit loose after last month's transformation. I kept thrashing so wildly, I was worried I was going to rip the whole wall out. And the chains look to be perfectly fine. We did replace them a few months ago, so they should still be nice and strong. Okay. The couch and TV are good to go, with plenty of blankets and pillows so you can relax a bit while keeping an eye on me. Everything looks good to me. Oh, shit! I forgot to pick up the pork bones from the butcher on the way home. God damn it! I need something meaty tonight, otherwise I might attack you. Huh? You bought some as a backup? Is that gonna be enough? Oh. You bought pork and beef ribs? And they're already warmed up to body temperature? Oh, babe! babe. Thank you so much. I love you. I've been worried about this all day, and having to stay late at work, it means so much that you took care of all of this for me. Not all werewolves are lucky enough to have a partner that understands their needs and go above and beyond to help them. Thank you, baby. I promise I'll make it up to you after the worst of it is over, okay? Okay. Can you help chain me up? I'm starting to feel ravenous. Cross-legged on the floor, hands behind my back. Be sure to make those shackles extra tight. I promise they won't hurt me. All right, let me test them. They feel secure, and we have the meat at the ready. I think I'm all set. Bunny, can I get one more kiss, please? Then when you're a safe distance away, I'll let go and transform. I love you. No, get back. I can feel the full moon's ascent. The beast emerging. I can't hold back anymore.
I can smell you, mate. Come closer. Let me sink my teeth into you. I need to feel your limbs break. Taste the marrow in your bones. Release me. I must... More. What? Repeat what you say. Why? Fine.
My name is Jessamy, and I am not a monster.
Yes, I am.
Again. My name is Jessamy, and I am not a monster. My name is Jessamy, and I am not a monster. Bunny, are you still there? Can you keep talking? It always helps me ground myself. Tell me how your day was. Is that right? I'm surprised you managed to get all that shit done and then have the time to help me. Help me. I'm I'm okay. Thank you, Bunny. You know how it is. When the beast first emerges, my instincts take control and everything and everyone else disappears. All there is the hunger. Can you throw me some more of the ribs? They smell so good. Oh, please. Thank you, Bunny. I will be all right. But still, don't untie me until at least tomorrow night is over. I know you miss snuggling with me, but it's just for a few nights. Don't get tempted into releasing me. Otherwise, I might gobble you up like the big bad wolf I am. While I curl up here and savor these delicious treats, can you put on our show? From what I can remember, I think we're up to season 3. Thanks. You know I love it when you sleep on the couch and keep me comforted by your scent. But if you want to sleep in our bed upstairs, that's fine too. You don't want to leave me alone?
Okay.
Thank you, Bunny. For everything. I love you.